Вариант 23. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях с 1 по 4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Hi, it's Pete. I'm calling to tell you that school is over at last. I'm so happy I finished my exams. I really need some rest and relaxation. I'm going on a camping holiday on the 12th of August. I've never experienced a camping holiday, and I don't have any camping equipment. I feel both excited and a little bit nervous. It's such a strange mixture of emotions.
Text B. Hi, it's Sam. I'm calling to give you a piece of advice. If you want to improve your language skills and can't get off to spend your time abroad, there are a lot of things you can do without leaving home. Here are some easy steps to help you improve. Start doing things that motivate you. Listen to songs. Try to translate them. Watch your favorite films with subtitles. Follow my advice, and very soon you'll find yourself much more fluent and confident. Text C.
The taxi has arrived, but I still can't collect my suitcase from the baggage reclaim. Can you help me?
Of course. There are lots of suitcases which look very much alike. Did you mark your suitcase?
Sure. I wrote down my address and phone number, and I tied up a blue ribbon on the handle.
What about that big brown suitcase behind a huge green one?
Let me have a look. Hurrah! It's mine.
Let's hurry up then. The taxi is allowed to wait outside for only 20 minutes. Text D.
Excuse me, how can I get to Red Square?
You should walk 5 bus stops from here. You can also take an underground.
I understand. I'd rather go there by bus. Which bus numbers go there?
If I'm not mistaken, numbers 8, 12 and 15.
Sorry, and where do they stop?
On the opposite side, 150 meters before the traffic lights.
Thanks a lot.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Hi, it's Pete. I'm calling to tell you that school is over at last. I'm so happy I finished my exams. I really need some rest and relaxation. I'm going on a camping holiday on the 12th of August. I've never experienced a camping holiday, and I don't have any camping equipment. I feel both excited and a little bit nervous. It's such a strange mixture of emotions.
Text B. Hi, it's Sam. I'm calling to give you a piece of advice. If you want to improve your language skills and can't get off to spend your time abroad, There are a lot of things you can do without leaving home. Here are some easy steps to help you improve. Start doing things that motivate you. Listen to songs. Try to translate them. Watch your favorite films with subtitles. Follow my advice, and very soon you'll find yourself much more fluent and confident. Text C.
The taxi has arrived, but I still can't collect my suitcase from the baggage reclaim. Can you help me?
Of course. There are lots of suitcases which look very much alike. Did you mark your suitcase?
Sure. I wrote down my address and phone number, and I tied up a blue ribbon on the handle.
What about that big brown suitcase behind a huge green one?
Let me have a look. Hurrah! It's mine.
Let's hurry up then. The taxi is allowed to wait outside for only 20 minutes. Text D.
Excuse me, how can I get to Red Square?
You should walk 5 bus stops from here. You can also take an underground.
I understand. I'd rather go there by bus. Which bus numbers go there?
If I'm not mistaken, numbers 8, 12 and 15.
Sorry, and where do they stop?
On the opposite side, 150 metres before the traffic lights.
Thanks a lot.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка от 1 до 6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and speak about their summer holidays. Now we would like to present their stories to you. Speaker A.
In fact, I spend every summer in my granny's, and I'm never bored. You see, I've got so many friends there. But this time it turned out to be quite different. One of my friends got a new motorbike from his father. We were absolutely crazy trying to impress each other with all kinds of tricks. So, I suppose I was lucky to get just a broken leg. I hit that tree pretty hard. Well, that was the end of my summer.
Speaker B.
We go there every year, usually mid to late July, but sometimes earlier if we can manage it. This house has been in the family ownership for generations. Dad's parents actually used to live there all year round. The best thing is the garden. The trees are old and they look so mysterious when it's getting dark. My brother and I like playing there with our friends.
Speaker C. We never go away later than June. Everything is so crowded in July and August, and it's too hot. Who wants to be on a beach with several hundred other people when you can arrange it a bit earlier and have it practically to yourself? And I don't mind staying the rest of summer in the city. There is a lot to do. Besides, this summer I got a part-time job. I like feeling a grown-up person. Speaker D.
My elder brother is working there, actually, so my parents decided to take a chance and sent me there for the summer, and I don't regret it. In fact, I enjoyed every minute of it, because it was fantastic. Thailand is one of the best places I have ever seen. Food, people, and sights are amazing. Unfortunately, my brother didn't have much time to spend with me, but his colleagues' children helped a lot, so now I've got new friends.
Speaker E.
What's my idea of summer holidays? To tell the truth, I've never thought about it. My comp is my best friend, and I always have it handy. Chatting and playing online takes most of my time. And if it's very hot, there is a fridge nearby with cans of cola and Sprite, and a box full of ice creams, thanks to Mum.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and speak about their summer holidays. Now we would like to present their stories to you. Speaker A.
In fact, I spend every summer in my granny's, and I'm never bored. You see, I've got so many friends there. But this time it turned out to be quite different. One of my friends got a new motorbike from his father. We were absolutely crazy trying to impress each other with all kinds of tricks. So, I suppose I was lucky to get just a broken leg. I hit that tree pretty hard. Well, that was the end of my summer.
Speaker B.
We go there every year, usually mid to late July, but sometimes earlier if we can manage it. This house has been in the family ownership for generations. Dad's parents actually used to live there all year round. The best thing is the garden. The trees are old and they look so mysterious when it's getting dark. My brother and I like playing there with our friends.
Speaker C. We never go away later than June. Everything is so crowded in July and August, and it's too hot. Who wants to be on a beach with several hundred other people when you can arrange it a bit earlier and have it practically to yourself? And I don't mind staying the rest of summer in the city. There is a lot to do. Besides, this summer I got a part-time job. I like feeling a grown-up person. Speaker D.
My elder brother is working there, actually. So my parents decided to take a chance and sent me there for the summer. And I don't regret it. In fact, I enjoyed every minute of it because it was fantastic. Thailand is one of the best places I have ever seen. Food, people, and sights are amazing. Unfortunately, my brother didn't have much time to spend with me, but his colleagues' children helped a lot. So now I've got new friends.
Speaker E.
What's my idea of summer holidays? To tell the truth, I've never thought about it. My comp is my best friend, and I always have it handy. Chatting and playing online takes most of my time. And if it's very hot, there is a fridge nearby with cans of cola and Sprite, and a box full of ice creams, thanks to Mum.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова, без артиклей, из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon, and welcome to our week's live talk on school home tasks. Liz, you look unhappy. What's the problem?
I've got to write a composition for my English class, and I just can't come up with any ideas.
How much time have you got left?
That's the problem. It's due tomorrow. In fact, we were given a fortnight for this work, but I couldn't make myself get down to do it.
That shouldn't be too difficult. Do you remember that the first thing you are to do is to choose and concentrate on one topic which you know very well, or which is the most interesting for you?
Sure. I remember this tip, but I can't focus on anything. There are so many things that distract my attention. Let's take TV programs on travelling. I adore them.
Why don't you write about your impressions of the journeys to the exotic countries like Egypt, about the pyramids and the camel rides you took?
That sounds like a good idea. I can also write about my amazing trips to Morocco and Tunisia in North Africa.
Well, now that you're feeling better about this, I think that it'll be easy for you to write down a plan for your composition.
Thanks for your help. Once I get organised, it won't be so difficult. By the way, I understand that you had a very good teacher who had taught you how to write compositions. Am I right?
Absolutely. I still remember his first excellent mark for my 100th composition. It was about my first experience in skydiving, my emotions and feelings.
Practice makes perfect. I wish I had such a teacher.
Then you're welcome to our university on the 20th of September. It's an open day, and my teacher from the linguistic faculty is going to deliver an interesting lecture.
Thank you ever so much. I'll be there for sure.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Good afternoon, and welcome to our week's live talk on school home tasks. Liz, you look unhappy. What's the problem?
I've got to write a composition for my English class, and I just can't come up with any ideas.
How much time have you got left?
That's the problem. It's due tomorrow. In fact, we were given a fortnight for this work, but I couldn't make myself get down to do it.
That shouldn't be too difficult. Do you remember that the first thing you are to do is to choose and concentrate on one topic which you know very well, or which is the most interesting for you?
Sure. I remember this tip, but I can't focus on anything. There are so many things that distract my attention. Let's take TV programs on travelling. I adore them.
Why don't you write about your impressions of the journeys to the exotic countries like Egypt, about the pyramids and the camel rides you took?
That sounds like a good idea. I can also write about my amazing trips to Morocco and Tunisia in North Africa.
Well, now that you're feeling better about this, I think that it'll be easy for you to write down a plan for your composition.
Thanks for your help. Once I get organised, it won't be so difficult. By the way, I understand that you had a very good teacher who had taught you how to write compositions. Am I right?
Absolutely. I still remember his first excellent mark for my 100th composition. It was about my first experience in skydiving, my emotions and feelings.
Practice makes perfect. I wish I had such a teacher.
Then you're welcome to our university on the 20th of September. It's an open day, and my teacher from the linguistic faculty is going to deliver an interesting lecture.
Thank you ever so much. I'll be there for sure.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло. Сейчас вы услышите текст к устной части экзамена. Задание 2.
Task 2. You are going to take part in a telephone survey. You have to answer 6 questions. Give full answers to the questions. Remember, you have 40 seconds to answer each question. Tape script for task 2.
Hello, this is the electronic assistant of the Language Club. We kindly ask you to take part in our survey. We need to find out what teenagers think about learning foreign languages. Please answer our 6 questions. The survey is anonymous. You don't have to give your name. So let's get started. Why is learning foreign languages important nowadays? What foreign languages do you study at school? Which activity at your English lesson do you find the most difficult? Why? What do you like most of all about your English lessons? Why have you chosen to take the English exam this year? What would you recommend your friends to do to get ready for the English exam well? This is the end of the survey. Thank you very much for your time.